time for us once again to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started right. And joining us this week is Pastor John Gensler from Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Good, good.
All right.
Well, we're glad to have you with us and have you sharing what God's laid on your heart. So we're going to turn things over to you.
Great. Always good to be here. And this week we are taking a look at prayer. What does this mean, prayer? What is this gift that God has given to us? We're looking at prayer based on Jesus' teaching from Matthew chapter 6, especially verses 7 through 13, where Jesus says, "When you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they'll be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." And yesterday we looked at the first part of that prayer that Jesus gives us, our Father who art in heaven. And we realize that no matter what your family situation looks like today, you have a loving Father. And he's our Father. You have a family. God calls you to be gathered together with his family, the church. And as the prayer continues, Jesus teaches us, "Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And the reality here with prayer is that when we think about prayer, so often we remember to pray when we're in trouble or when we're in need. Or maybe to be a little softer about it, we pray expecting to get God to do something for us. And Jesus teaches us here in the first part of the prayer to see things from God's perspective. We're asking that God's name would be holy, his presence and his will be known to us on earth as is in heaven. We're asking God to open our eyes and our hearts to see his presence at work around us today. It's not that we're trying to convince God to be at work in our lives, because remember, Jesus said, "Your Father knows what you need before you pray." We're asking that we would see God at work in his time and his ways, because we need our perspective and our focus to change. We're asking God to conform our will to his, just like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Father, your will, not mine." And the thing is, when we pray, God, open our eyes to these things, there are three wonderful things that happen when we pray about this. And the first one is that God answers prayer. We begin to see him more and more in everyday life. And the second is that by seeing God at work on his terms, it gives more confidence in life. It's when we see that God is at work and we know that he will continue to be at work. And when you know that, well, then life is just that much less scary. And the third thing is that when we see more and more ways that God is at work around us, when we see him at work in our lives and in the lives of those around us, then we see more and more opportunities to join him in his work. And we see those opportunities to share his goodness, his grace, in a natural way in the relationships that he gives. And so today we pray, God, open our eyes to you, the ways that you are at work in us and around us. Let's pray. Oh God, our Father, we thank you. We thank you for your work. We thank you that you are at work around us. And we ask, Lord, that you open our eyes to see you. And yes, Lord, give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts and our sins, trespasses, whatever word we use, oh God, those things that we've done against you. Forgive us as we forgive others. And lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. Help us to look to you for all deliverance, O God, this day and every day, in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Pastor John Gensler joining us from Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. And Pastor, tell us about Prince of Peace.
Sure. Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. We're a congregation of the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church, which means we take the Bible seriously. Everything we do is based on the Word of God. We're located in Oregon at the corner of Pickle and Lollendorf, about a block south of Pearson Park. We're a family-friendly, family-oriented congregation. We're loving family, so we certainly invite you to come and join us anytime. We have services on Saturday nights at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 8 and 10:30, and we have a Bible study in between at 9:15. We've been talking about families recently and God's plan for families and education in the family. We also have some great things coming up.
There you go. Excellent. Hey, Pastor, thanks so much for being in with us this
morning. My pleasure.